BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
Here is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. JP Cooper joins us as we try and get his new track to be sung on the football terraces. I'm on a mission. More of your rat nominations, which brings up the question, has anyone loved you so much that you caught them watching you sleep? We ask more of you, what day is Father's Day? It's on Sunday. And Daddy Ralph on Where Do You Think They Were is an absolute legend.
Scott Mills.
Just noticed that Greg James hasn't logged off from this morning.
Oh, that's a big, big mistake to make here, isn't it?
This could be fun.
The other big mistake you can make here at Radio 1 is leave a charger. If you leave your charger, someone will take it.
I mean, I think I've lost hundreds.
I don't know what it is about chargers. I assume this happens in other offices as well, that like people feel free to just take the chargers.
Yeah, they do. It's particularly rife here, actually. Mm. Yeah, so Greg, I'm on your emails right now. Hope you're good this afternoon. So JP Cooper is with us at 3 today. His really good song, Sing It With Me, is my tune of the week. But, as one of you pointed out earlier in the week, well, they said it was adult baby shark for adults. Now, since one of you said that, we did do this little mashup yesterday. My question is, do we mention it to him or do we pretend that never happened?
I just think he's one of the nicest guys ever.
Yeah.
Like, why are we bothering to even, well, worry about upsetting him?
But he has been listening this week, so he's probably heard us say it already. So I don't know whether just to confront it or if I do an Alexandra Burke elephant in the room scenario.
Okay.com.
Remember that clip where she said that she invented the phrase elephant in the room?
Yeah, we need to find that.
Let's find that.
That was incredible.
That was so good.
You didn't invent that.
You definitely didn't. You did have a song called it, but you did not invent it.
Scott Mills.
I don't know what made me think of that Alexandra Burt theme, but it's one of my faves. I've not heard it for ages. Can I play it now?
Yes.
Okay.
It's really a metaphor. I was actually going through a situation last year where I was dating someone and it just wasn't going according to plan. So clearly, nobody wanted to talk about it, so there was an elephant in the room.
Ah.
And I had never heard of the saying before until I'd done my writing camp for the album. And it's a very American saying, so I thought, well, why not be the first person to kind of bring it over here and make it into a song?
Not the first person. Oh, here we go. Paul off of Cheshire says, I invented the saying, it is what it is. You didn't.
Scott Mills.
So our listener, Verity, she's got a rodent, an actual rat that needs a name. So we're asking for your rats in your life. And we might name this rat after your rat. Roxanne.
Hi.
Who's the rat?
Okay, so his name is Alistair. And he's a paramedic in the army, which is kind of a red flag in itself.
And, I don't think so. I think that's a hot job.
If anything, it's making me think, well, where are you going to go with this?
This is the second time I've dated someone from the army and it's not worked out well.
Oh, okay.
So,
You've been burnt before.
Yes. But, yeah, okay. So he was amazing, like so lovely, like the perfect gentleman. So nice, like, yeah, everything you'd expect. And it was 3 months. I even once caught him, like, watching me sleep at night. It was very Bridget Jones.
Oh, wow.
How'd you catch
Yeah.
him? That's weird.
How do you do that?
You know when you feel like someone is looking at you?
Yeah.
Yes, I felt it. And then I opened my eyes and he closed them really quickly. So it was kind of cute. I thought it was really sweet.
That is quite creepy. Can you imagine you woke up, Scott, and I was over you like this? Like, ooh, looking at you.
Have you never had that?
What do you mean?
Where you've opened your eyes and someone's been looking at you.
I don't think I have.
Oh.
Is that a nice thing?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had that. Why have I never had that?
No, I'm with you, Roxanne. Oh. Yeah, you're missing out.
Well, so you wake up and someone's just staring at you?
Yeah. It's a love thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was all going really well. Yeah. And then he just ghosted me out of the blue for 3 weeks. And then he got back in touch and he was like, oh, I made the stupidest mistake. You're the best thing in the world. You're amazing, all this stuff. So I was like, fine, we'll meet up to talk. But then when I decided not to, he was so rude. He was like, fine, whatever, didn't care anyway. So I was like, okay, well, don't contact me again. And then 5 months on, he's watching my every day, like on Instagram, my stories. And then he texts me out of the blue, drunk, and he just makes some lame excuse to like talk to me again. And he's like, I'm so sorry. I've contacted you, you know, that's the one thing you said I shouldn't do. And I was like, it's fine, I'm over it. And he was like, thanks, you're the best. And it's like, oh, no.
So angry she
pressed
her number
button
there.
Yeah.
yeah, well, when you say he's staring on Instagram, he's just watching your Instagram stories, isn't he? Like, it rolls through them.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean, though. It's always his name on there.
I know.
Yeah, I see a couple of those, Scott.
He's always there. And he's gone from being like the nicest guy in the world to being so rude, and then to trying to creep back into my life.
Yeah.
Like, just move on, you know?
Oh, stop pressing the button. You're so angry.
I think this happens quite a bit, doesn't it? The, Instagram stories where maybe it's someone that you used to be with or someone that fancies you, and they're always watching on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, I see you.
I reckon there's loads of people here as well that will be doing this, you know that they're lurkers.
Yeah, but you can easily tell that they are lurking.
Mm. It's casually just to see what you're up to, because they don't think they can be with you for whatever reason, but they want to know what you're doing. Maybe to prove themselves, oh, it was the right decision, or, you know, kicking themselves.
They're lurking.
You're thinking it through quite a lot, though.
Well, I just don't like how he's gone from really nice to being horrible. Yeah, I mean, can you just be either or, please, and make my life easier?
Fine. So what was the name of the rat that you're after?
Alistair.
Good name.
Okay, we're going to add it to the list, all right?
Okay, thanks, guys.
There might soon be a rat called Alistair.
Yes.
Press another number on your phone.
There we go.
I can do it back.
Thanks. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Scott Mills. Everyone's parents have done it, if only once. Even yours, Chris.
All right. Yeah. And yours.
Yeah.
Probably several times.
No, I don't think. I think it was once. Oh, actually twice, cuz brother. Anyway, you wouldn't be here otherwise, and that's a scientific fact. We like to get all those important details every Thursday on Where Do You Think They Were? The story of how one of you was made. If you want to step up for this, I'd really appreciate it. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I'll need you, and I'll need to speak to one of your parents. We're going back to the time of when your parents were young and in love and at it all the time. I'm sorry about that. Hello, Megan.
Hi.
It's not what you really want to hear, is it?
No, I mean, I was a bit surprised to get a phone call like this, but I know, we'll see what happened.
See, this is where it's different today, Chris, which is magnificent. So the dad has nominated himself to tell his daughter all of the details.
That's great, because I really like this. I really like it when this has happened, because it's happened a couple of times, and I find that the parents are really up for... Yeah. Really explaining everything.
Yeah.
My mum doesn't know that my dad's done it. Well, gone on the radio.
Okay. I thought you were saying your mum doesn't know how you were conceived. Madness.
No,
You don't know any details though, do you, Megan?
No, I have no idea what's gone on.
Why would you? Ralph, hi.
Hi, Scott, Chris.
Hello. Yes, Ralph. I mean, amazing as well, that a lovely father and daughter talk that we're about to hear here. And Ralph, you sound like you're a very proud man.
I am a very proud father, especially of Megan. And when you'll hear all about it, it's no wonder she's intelligent and sporty as well.
Oh, he loves it. He loves it so much already, you can tell.
Oh, I feel nervous already.
Oh, Megan.
It's a funny one, this, Ralph, isn't it? This almost feels like what the father of the bride's speech could be in an extreme
way. Oh, God.
Well, funny you should say that, Chris. Yes, I have had these thoughts in my mind about whether I could use some of this in, if Megan ever gets married, in my speech. Mm. I'll let you be the judge of it, or maybe the listeners when we've finished.
That's perfect. And also, as a father, you have to deal with so much, don't you, throughout your daughter's lifetime, whether it's, you know, sort of partners coming into the frame and all that kind of, and the growing up. And what I love about this, Ralph, is this is your chance to just get a bit of control on the situation and, dare I say it, a tiny bit of revenge on that front.
Oh, absolutely. Megan's going out with a nice guy at the moment, but they bought a house together. We quite like Deck, you know. He is one of the best that Megan has been out with. Mind you, she set the bar fairly low early on.
So. A few frogs, you know. You got to go through the frogs.
Exactly. That's what Tracy, my wife, says. You got to kiss a few frogs before you find your prince.
So is Deck good then? Is he?
We get on pretty well. But the one thing I've made it very clear: if he wants to marry my daughter, he needs to ask me first.
Absolutely.
No good proposing.
He hasn't asked you then.
He hasn't asked me yet, Meg. Sorry about this. Oh. No ring yet.
Okay. Okay.
Scott, big disappointment.
Disappointing, really.
I've had a brainwave.
What?
Maybe that's what we do next. We have these occasionally on the radio. That's maybe what we've got to do. We get people who need to ask the father-in-law's permission. We get them to do it on the radio show.
Idea.
Yes, write that down
I'm
now.
I'm writing it down right now.
Send it to the ideas box.
I'm sending it.
Scott Mills.
It's Scott Mills. I'm just here with Megan and Ralph.
How are you doing, Scott?
Yeah, all good. We're about to find out the beautiful details of where Megan was made. How old are you, Megan?
25.
Okay, so 25 and a bit years ago. I have the sexy music to hand, if you'd like that.
I am ready for this one. You ready, Ralph?
Oh, yes, please. Yeah, okay. I am, yeah.
Megan, I'll keep checking back in on you, all right?
Okay.
All right, how are you feeling at this moment?
I mean, I feel quite nervous and I'm sort of regretting this.
That's all good.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you doing this.
Yeah, I'm not regretting it at all, Scott.
Okay.
This is great.
All right, Ralph, well, in your own time, paint the picture with words for us, please.
Okay, so we live in Warrington and my parents back in 93 lived in Morecambe and they had holiday flats. So they invited us up for the weekend. We had two boys, Reese and Aled, mm-hmm. and they were 3 and 5 at the time.
Okay.
So we went up on the Saturday. We had a really full day doing lots of things. Anyway, it came to the evening. We get the kids into bed and we have a nice meal and then we go up to the bedroom and we think the kids are asleep. Hey-ho, this is our chance.
Okay. So, Megan, how are you?
You're quite nervous, yeah.
Okay.
So let's really paint a picture of the scene here. What had you been up to in the day?
We'd been got to remember it was January, so it was pretty cold, but we'd been walking on the promenade, great promenade in Morecambe, on the beach, playing with the kids, been for lunch, been to a play park. So the kids are pretty knackered by this stage. They're pretty tired. So we'd had a really, really nice day together. And then it was time for Tracy and Ralph time.
Oh, I like Tracy and Ralph time. This sounds intriguing.
Oh, God.
Oh, Megan.
A bit of TNR.
Oh,
yeah.
God, that's just awful.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Ralph, ask the question you just asked during the song.
Can I talk about contraception on the radio?
Yes.
Great question.
Okay, so...
Go on.
So, at the time, we were using... We haven't got any plans for kids, but we were using a cap. So, it's not the most romantic of things. But anyway, Tracy does the business... We're in bed, and then the kids start waking up.
Okay.
And it's like, oh God, no! And like with young kids, it's like we're all in the same bedroom, and he's just like, no, you can't do this. So the next morning, my mum comes upstairs because they lived in a flat below us. So she comes up and says, oh, shall I take the boys for breakfast? We're like, oh, that's great. So she takes them off, and we're thinking, this is the time.
Yeah.
You must strike whilst the iron is hot, my friend.
Exactly.
I got a little bit distracted there because I've just looked up the cap there. I've never seen one of those.
Yeah, I'm not going to Google it.
No, fine. You don't need to.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's very effective, actually.
No, actually, it wasn't in this case.
Oh.
Right, okay, caps off.
Caps off, exactly.
So,
Ralph, slow this down. I want to know every little detail. Was it your mum who's come to pick up the kids?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So the kids have gone. They're out. You know, you've got how long?
We've probably got about 15 to 30 minutes max.
All right, you need to get on with it then.
That can work for you.
Definitely can work for us. Can work for us. I mean, you know, Megan, can you remember where we live in our in our house when all the kids lived at home? Do you remember when we always used to leave the door open to our bedroom?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you remember when we used to shut the door? Do you remember that, Meg?
Yeah, I think
so. You know,
so.
You could probably guess what used to go on when we shut the door so you kids couldn't come in.
Yeah, I never want to come in,
No, exactly. Okay. Yeah, you know the reason, right? So.
Okay, TNR.
Bit of TNR time.
So, obviously, we get it on. Put on some music, because obviously you've got to drown out the noises, in case.
Oh, Megan.
Oh, my God, this is awful.
What music?
Yeah. Number one at the time was Whitney Houston, but it could have been Criss Cross Jump. I can't remember the...
What a banger.
That is a banger. Chris, you'll have to get that on. That is a cracking banger.
Here it comes. Go on.
This is the soundtrack to the beginning of your life, Megan.
Wow. No wonder I've always loved that song.
That's it.
Just imagine that's Ralph there in his element. Mm. Ralph, gonna give it to you.
Exactly. So we get it on. Obviously, we do the business. Mm. Didn't take us 15 minutes. I'll tell you that.
Okay.
No, not with Chris Cross on.
No.
That's pacey.
No, exactly. Exactly. So anyway, then we go downstairs. You know, everything's fine. We have a nice day. But what we forgot about was Tracy had put the cap in the night before. Right? So she should have redone it that morning instead of leaving it in. So obviously, my
you're
little...
like contact lenses. You're not supposed to leave them in, are you?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly. You're supposed to take them out. You know, exactly. So that's why Megan is so intelligent and so sporty. Because obviously that little demon got past.
Yeah.
All the barriers.
It was a test, wasn't it?
Wow. Megan, your dad really loves to overshare, doesn't he?
Yeah, that was more info than I think we needed.
I think it's the most info we've ever had.
He's great.
You're so good, Ralph.
Ralph, this is like I doth my cap to you.
Indeed.
For one of them. Well, I love how proud you are of that story, Ralph, and it really feels like you've managed to get something off your chest there. Megan, did you enjoy it?
I'm not sure how to feel.
This is so good, Scott. Like I feel buzzing after that story. I almost feel like I want to hear a bit of Crisscross again, have a little party. Go on, Ralph.
jump.
Ralph loves it.
Absolutely. Maybe you could have it as one of your wedding songs, Meg.
Yes.
Oh, God. Keen for the wedding.
Daddy Ralph will make you jump.
Yeah.
Jump.
Yeah. Daddy Ralph.
I'd be interesting to know from the listeners, though, is whether I can include any of that in my wedding speech.
Okay. Well, they'll tell us. 81199. Megan, it's all over.
Oh, thank God.
Ralph?
Yeah? Jump, jump. Daddy Ralph will make you jump, jump.
Oh, Megan.
That was awful.
Scott Mills.
Here is the star of today's Where Do You Think They Were? Daddy Ralph, hello.
Hi, Scott. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. People were loving you earlier, like really, really enjoying you. A lot of new fan base now.
Oh, fantastic.
Now,
wow.
you asked during the feature whether you think you should use that story or some of it in Meghan's wedding speech.
Yeah, if she ever gets married, of course.
Of course. Zach, what do you think?
I think absolutely, with a legend of a father like that, she will get married. I think absolutely he should ask on air if he can take his daughter's hand in marriage. That's got to be on air. And 100%, the whole thing has got to be about the cap, the wedding speech, the closing of the door. It's 100% got to be the wedding speech, Ralph. Definitely. It's got to be in the wedding speech.
Yeah, we are.
Everyone's involved, Scott.
There's one vote for yes there. Wayne, what are you saying?
No, not at all.
Oh.
I think it's one of the cringy. I've bit my finger so hard, I've bruised it. Cause I was cringing that hard at that story. I feel so sorry for it.
Yeah, but aren't you supposed to have a bit of that at weddings, aren't you?
Yeah, but not that much. I mean, it's never mind doing a wedding speech about it. I feel like ringing the NSPC steamer is terrible.
Okay, all right, fair enough way, yeah.
Okay, so we've got one yes, one no. Sarah, what do you think?
Oh, my God. As much as it's hilarious, I'm getting married next year, and if that happened to me, I think I would just crawl up in a ball and die. I don't know what I'd do.
Yes, definitely do it then, Ralph. Definitely do it then, Ralph.
All right. So you don't think your dad's going to listen to this and think of this is a good idea then?
Who, me?
No.
I think anyone.
Sarah, is she gone?
Oh, no, I'm still here. I think Meg, it sounds like you and Megan have that kind of relationship that she'll probably take the joke and... Everyone knows now anyway, so...
Right, it's been on Radio 1, you know?
Mm.
Yeah.
Right.
That's news now.
Okay, I think we need to do this. Yeah, I do. I mean, obviously, Megan needs to get married first. There's a few steps to go through, but I think...
Definitely, if we can do it all on the radio, that'd be fantastic as well.
Of course it
would. Scott Mills. Luke's been on saying, with the Donald Trump accidentally tweeting the Prince of Wales, as in sea life.
Yeah.
it would make an amazing MSN name for David Attenborough.
Prince of Wales.
Prince of Wales.
Has he changed it? Oh, he's changed it
Has
to
he changed
Wales.
It? Don't worry, we've all seen it.
Yeah, it's too late, Donald. Donald Trump, that is, just put Prince of Wales with an H, as in mammals.
But someone's had to have that conversation with him then. Someone's had to go in and say,
Mr. President?
Mr. President, we have a situation. You've spotted Wales.
Yeah, sea like, mammal. Whose job is that?
I don't know, but I pity them.
Same. Bangers is coming up at 2:40. We've got Barney on, saying he's Ralph's nephew. Ralph from Where Do You Think They Were? And he's like, has to happen at the wedding. I will make sure it does. Also, Liam was on earlier saying, you know, today Shane Ward's That's My Goal was on Clara's
That's
Your
right.
Song.
I was listening.
Yeah.
It was a moment.
It was. And Liam, the first thing he thought when he heard it was, how good would that sound from Lewis Capaldi?
So true. It's true, though.
Yeah, his voice would
compliment.
Actually...
Yes.
Yeah, his voice would really, really suit it, I think.
Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, James.
Hello, Scott. How you doing?
I'm really good, James. What do you do?
I sell beer around the country.
Oh, yes.
Yes, mate. Hot job.
When you say you sell it, what do you mean by that? You're delivering it or what?
I take my dog on the road. We pop into pubs and I see if they want to take some beer.
Fair play.
Is it as easy as that? You just go in and you say, do you want to buy my beer? And they enough people say yes.
Take a dog and they go,
with
yeah,
the
right then.
I guess as well.
Yeah, that's it. The beer's a secondary thought. As soon as you've got the dog in the door, that's it. It's game over.
I love any job where you can have your dog with you. That's cool. That's the dream.
Yeah, well, that's it. Get much.
Yep.
Yeah, lucky guy.
Mm. All right, here's what I've got for you on Bangers today.
Well, it's a bit of me, this. This is the kind of thing I would pick. This is the kind of thing I'd pick, and you'd throw your nose up in the air and be all snooty. I mean, that gasolina.
Daddy Yankee, gasolina.
Love.
Mm.
Okay, yeah.
A bit different, yeah.
I love that choice. Or, James, you can have my choice same as you did. And this is MGMT, Time to Pretend. I just hear him making noises occasionally.
All right then, James.
So this is a tough one for me, because normally when I listen to this, I play along at home, and it drives my wife mad, who I love very much. Hello, Lola.
Hello, Lola.
I can normally take really much. Easily.
What's the dog's name?
Piper.
All right, then.
So I think Piper and I today are going to go for... Scott, it's got to be you.
Oh, yes, mate!
Wasn't it? Yeah, go on, let's have it.
Asian Network presents the greatest Scottish desi export since Haggis Pakoras.
I like what I've done there, eh?
Scottistan. Brazen and cheeky banter in this Access All Asian podcast with Takai Nazir,
Paul Chal and Atta Yakub.
We do rock a good kilt.
Unfiltered life topics and insights of Asian cultures.
I went to see another movie called 50 Shades of Brown.
What we go through, what we think, what we feel.
What I really want to know is, what do women want?
Oof. And there's much more than the Loch Ness Monster.
And Iron Brew. Be warned, it's not for the squeamish or faint-hearted.
Scottistan. Download and subscribe now on the BBC Sounds app.
Daddy Yankee, of course, retired from music now.
Really?
Yeah, got the candles.
What? Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was Daddy Yankee and Gasolina.
Love this text that we've got from Bex. It says, Gasolina, the memories. dumped a boyfriend to this song while sailing the Nile, then spent another week awkwardly sightseeing with him in Egypt.
I don't get why people do that. I've heard about this before. People dump someone else halfway through the holiday.
Never do that.
Don't do it, because then, like, let's say after week one, you're like, oh, actually, this isn't working out. You've now got to spend the second week with them.
Exactly.
It happens a lot. Gasolina wins today.
Scott Mills. Radio
1. JP Cooper.
How are you doing?
Really good. I know that you've been hearing us a little bit this week. Can I just say I'm very sorry about the baby shark stuff. It wasn't my fault.
It's absolutely fine. It was kind of my plan all along.
What do you mean?
Really? Well, I think, what is it, 3 billion streams?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I need to do something like Baby Shark. Yeah. So I've just been outed.
I don't think it was fair. The thing is, I think when you, like, obviously we're playing the song a lot.
Yeah.
Weirdly, it was done in an endearing way. I think that's what you were trying to do, Scott.
Yeah.
However, well, it's like, I'm not sure we should have said it in the first place.
It was James from Shipley, one of our listeners, is like, this is just Baby Shark for adults. Well, what's wrong with that? That was in the chart for ages.
Well, it's quite funny, actually. And I was having to think about other songs. You know, there's been, over the years, there's been many, many songs with do-do-do-do-do. There was Tom's Diner, the DNA remix. That was, I think, that went to number one in quite a lot of countries. There was Kiss, I Was Made for Loving You.
Yeah, true.
And I believe in 2004, Peter Andre released Insania.
That's true.
So, you know, all
the greats.
Very strong songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Very that strong. One being my favourite.
Nah. I mean, musically, it doesn't quite
they
work.
They could have pitched it.
I know, right? Stop!
Yeah.
We love the track.
Thank you.
So much. It just sounds really good on the radio. How did you get to work with Astrid S?
So, to be honest with you, I'd written the song, and it was kind of about putting a voice to it. And we were thinking around and, you know, we thought of quite a few people. And then someone said, what about Astrid? And I'd heard the name, but I'd not heard much of her music. Mm. And at the first few seconds of hearing her sing, I was like, we need to get this girl on it. She's just got the sweetest sounding voice. I'm sorry, there's not more of a romantic story behind it than that.
Fine.
But her voice is just stunning. So we got in touch. Luckily, she obliged. Mm. And also, lucky she turns out to be a wicked girl. She's been a lot of fun doing the promo with her. So, happy days.
There's like a big thing about songs appearing on Love Island and then that being a moment. Is that a moment that you particularly want, or are you not bothered?
About having a song on Love Island?
About hearing your song on Love Island.
To be honest, Perfect Strangers has been on there tons of times.
It has, really? Yeah.
September Song, I think, has been on it a couple of times. There's
Definitely.
Been a piano version of Perfect Strangers, usually playing in the background over a sad part.
Yeah. Or some sex.
So we'll see hopefully this time it will be. I feel like I'm famous.
We could do a candlelight remix of this.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Maybe it'd be a wonderful moment.
Philip, what's that room that they go off to?
The hideaway.
Yeah, the hideaway remix.
They're rounding second base with
to the music of JP Cooper.
Oh, good lord.
Scott Mills.
What is JP standing for?
John Paul. Yeah, like the Pope or the Beatles.
Same.
Half of the Beatles.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you weren't a pop star, it could be a solicitor's, couldn't it?
A lot of people think that. Do you know what? When I was first doing the rounds, I did this gig in this tiny little venue in Aberdeen or something, and I got there, and outside on a chalkboard was JP, what's his name? Morgan?
Oh, wow.
JP, I had to call the agent and be like, dude.
JP
Apparently
Cooper.
JP Morgan's doing a show here tonight.
Mate, you don't understand. It happens to me all the time. So me and Scott will go DJ somewhere. They always get his name right. It's fine. But it'll be Scott Mills and Chris Stork.
Yeah.
It'll be like, do you know what I mean?
Now, we've got an idea. Because the chorus is so catchy, I was saying yesterday, I would like Sing It With Me to be the new song that people are singing on the terraces at football matches. Could you imagine it?
Yeah.
That can work.
I think this is a great idea, but it's wonderful imagining Scott on a terrace trying to start this as a chant.
Yeah, because how do you start new ones?
Well, what we need to do is you need to play it loads so that it's just in people's heads already and then, you know, they can relate.
But you know what? We suggested this yesterday and then we got a couple of videos from people who were actually doing it. So I want to show you this. This is from a football team called Gold Diggers FC. I think they're based in London and it's brilliant because they're chanting your chant and trying to make it a thing in football.
Amazing.
You ready for this?
I think the great thing is it's the obviously with the Women's World Cup on at the minute, and maybe this is a more female version of those chants.
Yeah, actually, it could work.
How cool is that, though?
I recently played at the Player of the Year Awards for Man United.
Oh, yeah, and, I've been to that.
I met a bunch of the female players up there, and so a load of them started following me recently. Yeah. So quite a few people on the team are doing it, so I would be more than happy to back that and try and make that song a bit of a... People need to get a bit excited for it.
Well, we just need to get it out there. So we thought we could maybe help you with that right now whilst you're here. And I don't know really how you want to do this, Scott, but like whether I go... or JP Cooper goes downstairs, or you go downstairs, and we maybe try and start this chant happening.
Okay. I think you should go.
Yeah.
And me and JP can just listen up here in the safety of the 8th floor.
I think what you've created is a song that is so catchy that everyone downstairs will, like, join in.
Yeah.
Because it gets busy down there.
And you can conduct them.
Yeah, and I'll just try and get this chant going.
And if it isn't working, just start Baby Shark.
We've always got Baby Shark.
We've always got that to fall back on. All right, we'll do that next. Scott Mills. JP Cooper's here.
Hi.
And Chris Dark. Well, where are you?
I'm just in the canteen downstairs. I'm sort of in the corner. We're kind of hidden away from where most people are. But I think when we kick this off, obviously... it's quite busy. It's always busy down here, isn't it?
It's a very popular canteen. I just wonder if it's going to be a tough media London crowd, you know?
That's the thing, right? I just walked in. I was looking around thinking, oh, maybe there's like a couple of groups of young people or something that will get this. I can't see anyone. The whole point of this, right, is that if this is going to become a chant, we get it going here, you know? We'll see if... Hopefully... dream scenario here, everyone just joins in and we're all happy.
Well, if it works in the BBC canteen, it'll work on the terraces, you know?
Exactly.
Whenever you're ready.
Oh, just like that. Brilliant.
Might as well.
What do you think's the best way to do this? Start quiet and go louder, or just straight in?
I feel like you're overthinking it. Yeah. Are you putting this off?
Yeah, this is like, you know when you're by a swimming pool and you know it's cold in there, but you don't. You know you've got to jump in at some point. It's
just got to jump in, you can't dip a toe.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah,
okay, that would be helpful, actually. You start us in, then I'll just join in. Ready?
Here we go.
Join in, everyone! I'm going to go louder. Here we go.
Anyone joining in?
Baby Shark. Baby Shark. Yeah, here we go. Baby Shark. Yeah.
We've got work to do here, JP.
I'm going to leave.
Okay, I would leave immediately.
We're going to leave. We're going to go.
That was awful for me. And we were just up here. Like, when he went really loud, I wasn't keen on that. To be fair, he's done stuff like that before, but he was definitely putting off at the beginning. JP, thank you so much for coming in today. We love the track.
And absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll see you soon. Scott Mills. Have you noticed my voice is going lower throughout the show?
Yeah. What is it? A puberty thing? Or?
I would hope not. I think that's happened. No, it's just a little bit of a cough and cold.
Is it your normal voice breaking through occasionally? Because you know you put on the radio voice, don't you?
I don't put on the radio voice.
You do a bit.
You always say this.
Good morning.
No, I don't. Do it again.
Well, I'm not going to do another
one. Do it again.
No.
No, if you're brave enough to do it once, then do it again to my face. Come on.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, okay. No, it's just a little cough and cold. Don't worry about me. I might go on voice rest. Who was that guy from X Factor that came in one time and he had a massive sign on his...
Yes.
On his he had like a badge on that says, shh, I'm on voice rest.
Yeah.
And all the DJs took the absolute out of him all day afterwards.
He was the one that did a cover of White Stripes.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure that
was the one. It was Little Mix's year. It was... Marcus Collins,
that's the one.
That's
hairdresser.
Right. That's right. Scott Mills. Stormzy, Vossy Bop on BBC Radio 1. Got the 1975 coming up.
Babe, your voice is really... I mean, I'm worried about you lasting to the end of the show. It's really going.
I've been talking a lot today.
Have you? I mean, no more than normal, really.
Yeah, I did a whole big talk before I got to you today as well.
Too much talking today.
Yeah.
It's a hard job, isn't it?
talking and playing songs.
Talking.
I know. It's maximum concentration level required. Yeah, I hope I'm going to be all right for tomorrow because I've got to do the official chart and I can't do it with this voice. Shall I go on vocal rest for the last 15 minutes
that
of the show?
That would be great.
I think that would please a lot of people.
That would be great.
Not going to lie. Oh, actually, we can't because what day is Father's Day?
Our Father's Day is on Saturday.
It is. So it's the last chance we can call up people and see if they know our favourite New Zealand radio clip.
Scott Mills.
Okay, let's see if people know what day Father's Day is, shall we? I'll go first.
Hello?
Father's Day, Sunday.
Oh, Sunday?
What day is Father's Day?
Father's Day?
What day is Father's Day?
Sunday.
Yeah, but what's the question?
Father's Day's on Sunday.
Yeah, but what's the question?
I don't know. Don't know.
You're 90% there.
Ask me again.
What day is Father's Day?
What day is Father's Day? Sunday.
Yeah, I'll take that. It's Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Oh, hello.
You all right?
Yes, are you?
Yeah, I was just wondering what day Father's Day was.
Oh, my gosh, that is so pressurising.
I know, right?
Very, very.
Anyway, good to speak to you. What's
your
name?
Thanks for calling. My name's Heather.
Heather, good to speak to you.
Okay, thanks, Simon.
Love you. Thanks.
Love you, bye. Bye.
Bye.
Who's Simon?
Simon?
We haven't got a Simon.
No. I mean, what's wonderful about this is calling people at random has led to some quite confused responses. Thanks, Simon.
Also, I know that I'm not doing the call right at all.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not. It's more, I think with this, it's more just seeing if they know the clip or not.
Yeah.
I think she did.
Okay, you go.
Okay, Simon.
Hello?
What day is Father's Day? Great one. Give me another one quickly.
Okay.
What day is Father's Day?
Sunday.
Yes. Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
What day
Father's
is Father's
Day is on Sunday.
Father's Day is on Sunday.
What's the question?
What's the... Yes! She knows. What's your name?
What's my name?
Yeah.
It's Kirsty.
Kirsty. My name's Chris Stark. I'm from Radio 1.
No, my God, are you actually Radio 1?
Yeah.
No way!
Yeah.
I told you to ring my mum!
Yeah.
Ray.
Huh?
See, I don't know.
Scott Mills is here as well.
Hello.
See, I don't know.
Hey, Scott Mills!
Hey, see, I don't know.
I don't know, do I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the question, Ray?
Yeah. Ray.
You're 90% there.
Oh.
You're 90% there. I just need the question.
I love this.
She's great.
All right. Brilliant. Good to speak
to you. All right, cool. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Hey.
She really knew it.
Yes, great. They know Scott.
Scott Mills. You want to be my lover. You gotta make me last forever.
One of my exes made me go to visit the actual stairs once in that video in a hotel in London.
What did you do on them?
Well, we spent about half an hour there just looking at the stairs and going, oh yeah, these are the ones from the Wannabe video.
And then what, recreate? I mean, you can't even do that with just you and a boyfriend, can you really?
No, so it's actually pointless. It's really boring, actually. But I mean, they haven't even recarpeted it since then, so it's exactly the same. It looks the same.
It's the kind of thing that seems like a good idea, but you can't really make a day of it as such.
Well, you get there and you're like, yeah, that's it. Great. All right, let's go. But he didn't want to go. He wanted to gaze at it for longer.
Yeah.
See, I knew this was happening. Holly and Jodie are on their way to see the Spice Girls tonight. So are Amber and Meg. So they loved hearing Wannabe. En route, spelt correctly, thank you. It's E-N, the French, not on, O-N. En route to Wembley, Amber and Meg, hi.
What is the crack with the Spice Girls gig? So they do new stuff as well, or is it...
God, no.
No.
Jack in his taxi says, yes, I saw them on Monday. Thank you for playing Wannabe. I'm still on cloud nine. I hope they do Holler.
Yeah. Spice Girls doing a cover of a Little Mix song would be a bit trippy, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and I don't think they would do it.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't think I feel okay about it. Oh, this is amazing. We're on at another peak time tonight. We're on at 3 a.m. We're back on Radio 1.
Smashing it.
Just after Radio 1's sound system with Toddler T. We are on doing 24 Years at the Tap End Revisited. So it's Chris at my house, Echo Falls, where we find the archives of 24 Years at the Tap End. Great stories from Chris's life. Tonight, 3 a.m.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I'm back for the official chart tomorrow from 4. Me and Chris are back Monday at 1.
Scott Mills.